This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9 Sunflower Bean with I Was a Fool. It is 5:40 in the evening. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and Sean Tanis of our news desk has joined us for our market wrap. So, a past lawmaker has proposed that local authorities should limit parking space for premises and businesses selling alcohol. And the argument here is that this will effectively reduce drunk driving in the country.
So yeah, this was a recommendation made by Pasir Mas MP Ahmad Fadli Sha'ari, and he says that if people know that it's difficult to park at these premises where you can drink, customers will have no choice but to choose public transport or e-hailing services, meaning they can drink as much as they want and don't have to worry about driving home. And he was essentially debating the amendments to the Road Transport Bill 2020 for the second reading in the Dewan Raya today. And he says the way to do this is by restricting the premises first instead of penalizing the customers.
Mm-hmm.
He believes that they should not be given, as in the business owners, should not be given or allocated minimum parking space at all.
That's interesting.
Interesting.
It's one way to approach the issue of driving, which is mostly by addressing the driving part, not so much the drinking part.
Yeah.
So among the proposed amendments to the bill include increasing prison sentences for those who cause death or injury due to drink driving from 10 to 15 years, and also increasing fines up to 100,000 ringgit. Mm. And I suppose the proposal the MP made in the Dewan today was more about prevention before it gets to this point.
Yeah, so the message Ahmad Fadli was trying to get across today, sort of like a supplementary measure to put around existing penalties and laws regarding traffic offences, right? So meaning the Road Transport Act must work in tandem with other local business bylaws as a way of prevention. And he's saying, penalising people will not end the problem, adding that, preventing people from driving in the first place will solve the issue of drink driving all at once without the need to introduce harsh laws and then to review it, to debate about it and all that. The bill, like you mentioned, of course, among other things, seeks to increase the penalty on certain traffic offences. In some cases, imprisonment will be made mandatory. So the past MP hopes, this is on an even bigger scale, he hopes that the public will be taught and educated that alcohol is not needed as part of their daily lives. And he said this, quoting him, "We hope the alcohol industry will end in the country."
Mm.
After that, former Transport Minister Anthony Lok also added in his take, but he was only commenting about the bill. He said he supports the amendments to the bill, saying it's in line with what was suggested by the Pakatan Harapan Cabinet in January. And his message is the existing laws should show that there's zero tolerance when it comes to drink driving at whatever cost. But again, whatever the past MP suggested, sort of, I would say it kind of resonated on both sides. So like they are not completely disagreeing with that.
I'm curious to know how businesses will feel about this, because I think that there's a lot of grey area in terms of who is considered a premise or a business selling alcohol. Because, of course, if you're a bottle shop or something, then yes.
But KK Mart also sell
exactly.
Alcohol.
Yeah, 7-Eleven. I'm thinking also of restaurants. So I do think that how is this going to work, right? As long as you have a liquor license, you won't get to have parking.
Yeah.
I just think that there's a lot of grey area that needs clarification before...
they're paying for a lot of other licenses, right? And
yes.
So how will this work? Will they get leeway in their license application if they give up the parking lot and all that? So I don't know. Would people want something like this? I don't know. Not sure.
Yeah. And I think the business community will also have a lot to say.
A lot to say about this, yes.
Because the F&B business has certainly suffered this year. So there's really a lot going on. But moving on to Bursa Malaysia, there's news on Sime Darby property recording losses. What is the update there?
So Sime Darby Property posted a net loss of over 67 million ringgit in the first half of the financial year, which ended in June. So the revenue fell 47% year on year, mostly because of the MCO. And right now the group is seeking to basically convert over 1 billion ringgit in bookings as at end of last month. So they want to convert all of this into sales. And this is on the back of the government's home ownership campaign and also the revised overnight policy rate. So at close today, the counter was half cent higher at 64.5 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap. Again, we were speaking earlier about a proposal that came from Pasir Mas MP Ahmad Fadli Shari, which proposed that local authorities should limit parking spaces for premises and businesses selling alcohol. And the argument here is that people will then not drive there. Let us know what you think about this. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.